the axe head lodged in his breast. Yet Shagger rode on, cleaving a shield in two with his left-handed battle axe, while the corpse was bouncing and stumbling bonelessly along on his right. Finally, the dead man slid off. Shagger smashed the two axes together and roared. By then the enemy was on him, and Tyrion's battle shrunk to the few feet of ground around his horse. A man-at-arms thrust at his chest, and his axe lashed out, knocking the spear aside. The man danced back for another try, but Tyrion spurred his horse and rode right over him. Bronn was surrounded by three foes, but he lopped the head off the first spear that came at him and raked his blade across the second man's face on its backslash. A thrown spear came hurtling at Tyrion from the left and lodged in his shield with a woody clunk. He wheeled and raced after the thrower, but the man raised his own shield over his head. Tyrion circled around him, raining axe blows down on the wood. Chips of oak went flying until the northerner lost his feet and slipped, falling flat on his back with his shield on top of him. He was below the reach of Tyrion's axe, and it was too much bother to dismount. So he left him there, and rode after another man, taking him from behind with a sweeping downcut that sent a jolt of impact up his arm.